Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Counselor. Hello, Counselor. How are you?
Listen, my thing on the Pirates is I think they got to do something about, I don't know if it's Indy Rodriguez or Henry Davis. They got to be up sooner rather than later because they need some stick in that lineup. I just don't see it. Them getting out of this situation with what they have as of right now.
I don't. So, what do you you suggest? What then? Tell me how it would work and who you would replace and how and you know your whole.
Well, I'd either bring up, like I said, whatever they think is more ready to play, Andy Rodriguez or Henry Davis. You need some more bat power in that lineup. Okay, that's all I can say.
But it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily translate from double A to the majors. I mean, it might. He is 23 years old. He's a former number one overall pick, which to me makes it, the expectation should be on him being up here sooner rather than later. But, hitting, I don't know how many at bats he has at double A, but he doesn't have many. And he's been great. He should at least be moved up to triple A where they can use DH and they can split the time between him and Andy Rodriguez. But I don't know if he can immediately jump to major league pitch. He might. And to support your argument, if he does, then you're ahead of the game. But if he doesn't, you could, they're always worried about hurting their confidence.
If it's Andy Rodriguez who's more ready, then bring up Andy Rodriguez.
Well, he's younger than Davis.
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying I don't know which of the two is more ready. Look, all I'm saying is I don't see anything else as a – situation, although I think that Derek Shelton made a couple of mistakes last night, but that's the way it goes. But,
they didn't get much offense.
A lot of those mistakes, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Counselor. Appreciate the call. They didn't get much offense, and so therefore they're looking for any way they can get it. But the bottom line is they may not have the answers, regardless if Davis comes up and even plays well here on this roster this year. Consistently to be where they need to be. They've already fallen out of first place. They're 1-11 in their last 12. And again, the major culprit, two of them. They haven't hit the ball well at all with runners in scoring position. And they didn't do much last night in a one-run game in the eighth inning. All of a sudden, you get a situation where the guy comes up and hits a home run, Cedric Mullins, who hits for the cycle. And that's a three-run home run and a critical one about Dwayne Underwood. And I have my doubts about the Pirate bullpen now longer term. I get the end part of it, but then in the middle, man, goodness. We haven't seen a lot of them because there have been so many starters have gone six innings plus. Now, all of a sudden, when they're called in there, there's some very iffy performances, and Underwood has been around enough. He's heading for the Vasquez-Neveroskis route here where you see him too much, you know what the result's going to be. Anyway, so, listen – they have larger problems than that, but I get what you're saying. They've put Davis in the outfield the last two games at Altoona. There's a reason for that. Maybe he's not going to be their catcher of the future, but if he get hit, they do have the DH up here too. You can always come up and give him a lot of at-bats either in AAA or here if you want to do that. They're going to ultimately decide. I was looking back. Will Smith is another college catcher. He now plays for the Dodgers. He was a first-round pick of LA in 2016. He made his debut with the Dodgers 3 years later. So that's 2019, and he has been a mainstay ever since. But I looked at his AAA numbers, and he did spend time in AAA, and he had 20 home runs before they called him up. At the very least, I think Davis deserves to get to AAA level. That's got to be the way it goes. And if not, then I don't know what they're doing. Because he is the first overall. He's 23. At what point are you going to bring him up here? 412-928-9371. One more call before we go to break, and that would be Greg in Youngstown. Greg, what's up?
Hey, boss. How's it going?
Good. What's up, man?
Hey, you know, here's the problem with the Pirates. We have all these first-round draft picks sitting in the minors right now. We have a lot of first-rounders. When are you going to start bringing these guys up? When they're 30 years old? And if they're not any good, then a GM who drafted these guys who it should be gone. I mean, you can't wait till they're 30 years old or 27 years old.
Well, first of all, they do have a lot of talent. That's your first comment, and you're right. They do have a potential, a lot of talent in their minor league system. How soon they get up here is going to determine, you know, when this team actually takes a leap forward, and it may not be this year. I think everyone got excited about this start at 20-8, and then all of a sudden our reality is set in, and here they are 3 games over .500, not in first place anymore, and they have issues. So I don't know if all of them are going to solve problems right now. I mean, I would put some of them on the faster track than they seem to want to do. I'm okay with that.
Okay, Bob. Okay, Hayes at third base. He can't hit. Okay, we drafted a third baseman. These corner positions got to hit home runs. I know you guys love defending this guy somehow.
I'm not defending him.
I say he's
been terrible offensively. I get what he asked, but he may not be. Listen, I remember a guy named Tommy Herr who played for the St. Louis Cardinals. He never hit much home runs, but he was a gap-to-gap guy. Drove in over 100 runs on two seasons.
He was a second baseman.
But he still was not a home run hitter, and he still drove in runs. Brian Hayes can hit 280 and drive in 70 to 90 runs.
He's not going to do it.
You're probably right. I haven't seen it.
You guys are blinded by this guy. You know, here's my thing, what I would do.
Okay.
I would trade this guy now. Trade him now. Get somebody else.
Yeah, trade him now when he's hitting 220. Thanks, Greg. That ain't going to happen. And bottom line here is that what do you expect them to do with him? He is a very good defensive player. Yes. He's a very average offensive player. Yes. You would hope that by, you know, his weaknesses are magnified by the fact that they don't have anyone else doing anything. Sawinski's once in a while home run. That's it. You know, you don't get a lot of consistent. I would hope you'd see more consistency from him. Not just a home run one every 3, 4, 5 games. I want to see hit gap to gap, driving people, not strike out as much. There are a lot of guys with a lot of flaws. I understand. But what are you going to do with 30? You're just not going to play him? You gave him $80, $70 million, whatever it was. You better hope he does something offensively, because my patience with him from that point of view is thin.